Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Derek Stevens, you are the man here in Las Vegas.
Derek Stevens, he's the owner of Circa Hotel and Casino.
The busiest man in downtown Las Vegas. It's a close race between you and the mayor.
The D. Is it Derek? Is it downtown? Is it Detroit? What is it?
You hit all three of them. You're exactly correct.
What other casino owner hangs out at the bar? Nobody.
We love his suits and love his outfits.
Eric Hosmer.
And I'm also a huge fan of Circa and Derek and everybody over there. If you got the connection for the suite, then I'm with it, man. Let's go.
Wherever Derek is where I'm going.
We're going to be in Stadium Swim, Legacy Club, the Sportsbook. This is going to be awesome.
I was more bothered by Lions fans trying to take over Soldier Field.
McCaskey sold me as a suite, so that's where I sat with a whole bunch of Lions fans.
I've got a meeting with Derek Stevens. Boy, he's living on a farm next to Roger Waters.
And it's great to be back in this beautiful city to celebrate here at Circa. It is a nice place, by the way, and I just met your owner. He's a nice man. He's rich, too. Very rich. But Circa's very nice.
I'm Derek Stevens. Welcome home.
We are going to check in with Derek Stevens in a little bit because we are going back to Circa Resort and Casino next week.
This is going to be an interesting time to be there. The last time you and I, Lawrence, and Shane and Tanny were at Circa in Vegas, we had the opportunity to watch the Bears play a horrendous football game against the New England Patriots. And we sat there seeing them let Drake May run the ball all over them and seeing the offense just be absolutely horrific. And we knew it was like one of 10 games that presented data points that the Eberflus thing was just done.
I remember I had to go and do my pod after that, right? And then Tanny, because he's elite at dinner, he has set up dinner for us later on that night.
He really is.
And I said, okay, I got to listen to the post-game show. That's why I walked to dinner. So I could listen to, because I had to hear Olin.
Oh, that must have been a miserable experience.
It was terrific.
Oh, it was. It like,
because remember, like the weather was like perfect. It wasn't too hot. It was perfect to just kind of get out and walk a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Hear those guys on the post game show as you're walking out of Circa.
I remember that game was so bad that at some point Tanny just turned and walked into the pool. He just like walked
directly.
He's
like, screw it.
I'm just done. I'm done here. He took the laptop. He took his headphones. He walked into the pool and he went under. I didn't know if he was coming up. I didn't know.
I thought that what I loved about it was that it was such a beautiful moment where, you know, Tanny and I have some similarities as we're got a little type A Ennis, and you're always like, oh, well, where's the work? Where's the work? Let's get all the work done. The moment where Tanny was like, you know what? This team doesn't deserve me doing any more work today. I'm going to go jump into this pool.
Oh, man.
It was beautiful.
That was the day we knew Shane Waldron was going to be fired. That was the moment, remember, on the sidelines where it was going really bad, and he looks over at Caleb, and it's like, hey, hey, hey. And I was like, oh, this is not going to last very long.
Caleb's rolling his eyes like the Rock.
That was that day. That was that day. He was trying to talk to him. Well, they didn't bite on this, but they'll bite on it next time. And Caleb's like, oh, my God, you are an idiot.
Look at this stooge that they put me with.
Can you believe I'm starting my NFL career with this jamoke?
Ridiculous. So while we wait for Derek, why don't you share your anger? Since we went to break with that as a tease,
yeah.
What's your anger with Seiya Suzuki?
I feel even bad calling it anger now that we're putting a point on it. He has anxiety at the plate sometimes, and certainly in the field. And we know it. We've seen it in right field a bunch. I felt like we saw it at the plate in this series. His swings were just so ugly. You know, he gets caught in between, and sometimes this happens to him during the course of a year. You've seen certain months where you're like, oh,
he's sitting on a fastball, someone throws him not a fastball, and he's completely out on his front flummoxed. Foot.
Right. And then sometimes he's trying to sit back and the fastball blows by him, and you get these like weird half swings. I remember David Ross talking about it in a really thoughtful way, two and a half years ago. But like, he struck out with two on to end the fourth. He had a weak ground ball force out with a man on to end the sixth. That ugly strikeout in the middle of the ninth with one of those terrible half swings. Like, he just looked completely dominated. And I find myself thinking that maybe it's due to the pressure he's putting on himself being in Japan and trying to show up and be the man.
Well, he's the only one who's actually from Tokyo. So there's a little bit more pressure on him than everyone else that was there. Our guy Derek Stevens is now joining us. Name on the hotline, the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Derek, thanks for joining us. We are so looking forward to next week at Circa. What can we expect when we walk back through those doors and head up to Stadium Swim?
Well, when we see you next week, we'll have everything ready. You know, we love it when you guys come out. Next Thursday and Friday, weather is going to be absolutely perfect. You know, we kick it off earlier in the day with Greg Maddux coming out, throwing the first pitch. You know, for your listeners that may not know, we bring Greg out. He throws the first pitch right across the world's biggest sports book, and then we're off and running. And then after that, it's up to Stadium Swim to watch baseball all day for a couple days. So, with you guys doing the shows, we're going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, that's amazing. Maddux is like the best guy to talk pitching with in the history of the universe. And, of course, he's out there with you. That's really cool. Yeah, so what can we get in terms of the baseball? Like, all my preseason bets, can we still get those in before opening day kicks?
Oh, yeah, you'll be able to get in all that. Yeah, you know, in the world's biggest sports book, you know, we're fortunate we got a great relationship with Greg Maddux. You know, we were doing his charity poker tournament last year, and he brought a bunch of his buddies, and Clemens was out here, and Randy Johnson was out here, and Randy Johnson asked me, he goes, man, I live in Scottsdale. I could be up here any time. I go, yeah, but we asked Maddux to throw out the first pitch. Randy, with all due respect, I'm not having you throw. You still get 90 miles an hour across a sports book. You might wipe out my screen, man. No way.
Yeah, you don't want any problems with Randy Johnson. We've seen what he did to a bird. Imagine what he could do to one of your screens.
Damn right.
Yeah.
So we get to be there for baseball and the tournament at the same time. This is a really special few days for us to be out there with the confluence of these things, Derek.
Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, this whole start last week with conference tournaments, this week opening weekend of March Madness, and then Sweet 16 with you, and then an opening baseball. I mean, it's just awesome. You know, this weekend, I want to tell you what a great weekend this is as well for opening a weekend of March Madness here, and with you guys, we got partners all over town. We're in Elk Grove at Real Time Sports on, I think, when are we on that? We're doing that Friday.
Tomorrow, on Friday, that'll be right here on this show. It'll be me and Mark Grody on Friday at Elk Grove, can't wait.
Yeah, then we got parties at the Barn on Thursday, Joe's on Weed on Saturday, Sunday. So we're just excited about getting as many people that are 670 to score listeners onto the Circa Sports app. You know, I've always thought it's important to have multiple apps on your phone. You really need to do that because every sports book's going to have different lines at different times. So it's important to be able to check out and do a little price shopping. So we think Circa Sports provides some value to your listeners, and we hope you jump on the Circa Sports app.
You should download the Circa Sports app. We are talking with Derek Stevens. He runs Circa. He owns Circa and all of downtown Vegas. Like, it's just whenever we bring up your name when we go to other places down there, people light up because they know what you've done for that area. As you look at the way that Circa has continued to grow, what are you most proud of?
Well, you know, I think the fact that, you know, Circa Sports is now in 5 states over the course of the next couple of years, we're going to get into a few more. But I really love the fact that we've got, you know, our signature featured property here in Vegas called Circa Las Vegas. You know, we built it with the Midwestern mindset. You know, we built it, you know, with Stadium Swim on the rooftop, you know, massive sports watching aqua theater. But we built it so it's open 365 days a year. And, you know, really, really Chicago and, you know, where I grew up in Michigan, that's really, you know, what was in our mind is, you know, Vegas has 330 days of sunshine. We wanted to make sure that, you know, if you come out here sometime between Thanksgiving and March 31st, you get to see some sun. So for me, I just thought it was I'm just excited anytime I see somebody from the Midwest come on out to Vegas and enjoy, get a little bit of sun and you stay at Circa. That's kind of what it's about.
The Take Me Out to Vegas celebration on the 27th of March will be a big feature for why we're out there. Cannot wait. Our listeners love coming out and seeing us out there. It's a nice relationship. Derek, we'll see you soon, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
You got it, man.
It's Derek Stevens.
I can't imagine how many games they're going to be able to fit on the giant TVs at the sports book and at Circus Swim.
It's going
to
be fun.
I've never done an opening day like this. It's going to be
right.
Awesome.
I took a look at the weather app, and it's been in the desert. It's been kind of cool. Like over the last, usually you're getting 80 degree days out there for spring training and stuff. And the weather's literally going to turn as we're stepping foot back into Vegas. So the double sun, we're going to get our little Tatooine on when we get out there. It's going to be sunny and 87 for our first show, sunny and 82 for the second.
Outstanding.
Bring your shorts, Shane.
Hey, do you guys remember a wide receiver and kick returner named Devin Duvernay? He played at Texas, and then the Ravens drafted him. He was a Raven for, I think, 4 years and was in Jacksonville last year. I remember moments of explosiveness, athletic explosiveness with the Ravens where I'm like, man, that dude's got a future. And it didn't really pan out. He's now 27 years old, but he was first team All-Pro as a returner back in 2021. I bring him up because the Bears just signed him.
They got themselves a little competition now for returners.
According to Jordan Schultz, that's where I saw it first, the Fox Sports football insider who is not afraid of Ian Rappaport at any sort of coffee establishment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Devin Duvernay's a Bear. So we add him to Olamide Zaccheaus, and those, I think we're done in terms of the four NFL, like the four vets to have on this team. Maybe one more.
I'd feel, unless, of course, we don't know what they think of Tyler Scott.
I'm holding on to that. Dude, I keep forgetting that he exists. You know, like, Ben's going to keep some of those guys. Hell, they re-signed Doug Kramer the other day.
They did.
People might not realize the mini fridge is back, and we're trying to figure out exactly what he's going to do.
And I think my guy Rondale Moore just needed to, you know, stop getting on flights, you know, like.
Your guy, you have an affinity for Rondale Moore, and just because you loved him at Purdue.
I loved him at Purdue.
Yeah.
Tough as nails, man.
And so when he visited the Bears the other day, you were like, hell yes, you're putting it on the dock. Let's talk about Rondale Moore. And then he didn't sign. He visited another team. And then today he visited another team.
Hey, he just wants to get out. He would like to get out in these streets. And he wants to visit a lot. I think that's
all he's doing. I think he just wants to visit. He's like, hey, you know what? I wonder how the Broncos do things. Let's go check out Denver.
Why not? Why not? It gives you an opportunity to see how, well, especially coming from, I will say this.
What?
Coming from Arizona,
yeah,
where the players have complained quite a bit on how they are treated.
Oh, interesting.
I imagine that going to some other places, you go, wait, you guys don't have to pay for pop here? I can just get a Gatorade whenever I want one. I don't have to do it. You guys have a chef? That's amazing.
Well, so he's like taking college visits. Is his dad with him?
I don't know. He's still pretty young.
I mean, so right now he's in Tennessee. Maybe he just wants a good lunch. Maybe in Tennessee they're like, you know what? Here's some Nashville hot chicken. You could expect this on the regular if you are a Titan, sir. He's like, thank you so much. I'll keep that in mind.
And then he always has his like checklist, like as he's sitting there. And he's like, wait, do you guys make people pay for the meals? Because in Arizona, they make us pay for it.
Right. You guys have masseuses on staff? Oh, wait. I'm not going to Baltimore. Forget that.
And then like the people there are sitting there going, after he leaves, going, man, I really feel for that guy. Yeah. Things are that bad in Arizona?
He's had a terrible time where he's been. He was very excited. Like, he took a lot of the pens that we had. We had free pens on the conference room table. Did you notice he took 8 pens?
I love the concept of a pen holder at Rondell Moore's house, and it's every team in the NFL.
And like he's in the conference room, they're pitching him on what they would do in scheme, and all he's doing is looking at the pens like, I wonder how many of those I could take.
And they're like, hey, have you guys seen Rondell? We were supposed to sit down with him. He's in the cafeteria. He was shocked that we had ice cream.
He really is excited about the Dippin' Dots.
I like him spreading like good rumors about himself when he's in these buildings. Like he'll just tell anyone who's listening, hey, did you hear the Packers are going to sign this Rondell Moore? Kid's nice with it. Kid's nice.
Wait a minute. Aren't you Rondell Moore?
No.
I'm not him.
I'm Cliff.
Oh, hello, Cliff. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. But let's get back to Rondell Moore. He's great, and he's a great teammate. I hear Patrick Mahomes really wants to sign him.
Yeah, exactly. He wants him to go play there. All right, well, Devin Duvernay, newest Bear. Devin Duvernay, you heard it here first. I think you did. Well, I mean, I read it on Twitter.
I would have guessed people probably... Well, they probably did hear it first here.
I think they heard it out loud here
first.
They may
not have seen it first here.
Yeah.
But they heard it first.
It's possible.
Here.
It is possible.
I'm excited to get back to Zerka.
Yeah, man. I really hadn't thought about all the baseball games up there together on the screen in that way.
You're going to have to lock it in and focus because clearly there's going to be some baseball greats that are going to be in the building as You're going to have to calm down up there.
You saw my face when he said Greg Maddux.
Yeah, well, it's a very cool thing they do.
Maddux lives in Vegas, right?
Yeah, he lives in Vegas.
He's right there.
And if he's getting any
grew
kind
up
of...
up in Vegas, yes, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And if he's getting any kind of free golf out
he's
there...
He's here for it.
Yeah. But seriously, Maddux and if Randy Johnson...
Maybe Randy Johnson can throw out the first pitch for our show if he feels slighted. Like, hey, we just do this honorary first pitch for our
here's
show.
Here's what I would like.
That's a really good idea.
I would like Randy Johnson to take a picture of the four of us.
Oh, man, that's a great idea. He's a very, very good photographer. Decent drummer, too.
I'd like to watch him kill a pigeon.
Yeah, you've seen that.
He can do it.
Again.
He'll do it again.
With his bare hands this time.
He probably feels bad about that. How that all went down.
He doesn't talk about it. No. I know that's something that...
I'm sure it's upsetting.
That's the first thing Spiegel will ask him if we get him down by the pool.
So Randy. Second,
don't ask him about the pigeon. Don't ask him about the
Holocaust.
Pigeon. Randy,
some people are calling you the Hitler of the pigeon world.
Mostly Randy, pigeons.
Who killed more pigeons, the Holocaust or you as a pitcher, Randy? There's a lot of people who don't understand
that's
that.
That's the end of our interview with Randy Johnson.
Oh, look, Randy Johnson is walking away.
Speaking of the first Holocaust question.
Yes. Flew LeBorg is going to be on the show today at 5:25. What did he say about baseball? The very first thing when he crossed into the consciousness with that viral video about baseball, when the hilarious comic Flula was talking about baseball is the most confusing game that I am knowing, I believe was how he phrased it. And
watching now a little bit your baseball here in America, this game is the most confused game of that I am knowing.
I get it.
It is the most confused game of that I am knowing.
I completely get it.
Can you imagine being
from
another country?
Try to explain baseball to someone.
Everyone sing a song about popcorn.
Yes, they do. They absolutely do that. And why wouldn't you? It's a baseball game, Flula. It's So he doesn't really understand it. Doesn't understand it, so that seemed like the perfect guy for us to check in with. Our international baseball correspondent.
He's going to tell us all about Japan. When we come back, there was something that we talked about on yesterday's show that, upon further review, and then finding out more people were involved in it,
yeah,
it gives us an opportunity to reflect back on whether or not it matters to people. It matters to us, but we don't know if it matters to you. We'll work through it with you next here on The Score.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What did we get sold again?
First the LA Times buys us up, then the Tribune. Law of the Fish.
Wait a minute.
Maybe we won a Pulitzer.
Pulitzer are still a week away. It just turned April.
Yeah. Look at Whiting's pants. If we won a Pulitzer, the executive editor would be Tumescent.
What? Speak English. I'm just a police reporter.
Tumescent. Engorged.
Exactly.
It's a bad time for newspapers. As you all know, there will be a fresh round of buyouts. Chicago has given us some specific budgetary targets that will require some hard choices throughout the newsroom. We are, quite simply, going to have to find ways to do more with less.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Yesterday, unfortunately, we informed Jason Leisure that Mark Potash was taking the buyout that was offered to a lot of veteran writers at the Chicago Sun-Times.
Mm-hmm.
And it caught Jason off guard. I felt really bad about that.
Yeah, man.
I texted him afterwards to tell him that.
It's brutal.
Because it is brutal, because that's part of the team. That'd be like you retiring and me not knowing. So
Mel Leisure's going to wait for that moment, and he's going to call and tell you on the air, I'm sure,
yes.
Get back.
Well, leak it to him, and then he'll have it.
You take that note.
So we had talked about Darryl Van Scowen last week. He's taking the buyout as well, so he will not be covering the White Sox beyond next week. I think his last byline will be opening day.
We knew that Rick Morrissey, the longtime sports columnist, was taking one. Did we find out yesterday about Rick Tellender? Was that news yesterday, or might have come earlier? I don't know, because Rick Tellender's taking one.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. Then we found out, like, a bunch of our friends in other sections of the paper were also taking buyouts, like Richard Roper.
Richard Roper, the brilliant film critic, delightful guy, and really the former partner and heir apparent to Ebert, which keeps you connected to Siskel and Ebert, a Chicago legacy item. So, yeah, 20% of the Sun-Times staff agreed to resign.
Annie Costable, who covers the Sky, mm-hmm. I believe she is going to find another job fairly quickly. But, yes, Scott Fornick, I've actually been on a Chicago Tonight with Scott. Lorraine Forte.
Michael Sneed.
Sneedlings. What, 50 years?
It's crazy, man. So, like, and so 20% of the staff, it's a massive hit. It's basically the Sun-Times is going to potentially feel like a WBEZ accompanying pamphlet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like, it's owned by Chicago Public Media, and that connection is there.
There are a lot of bad feelings on how all of this stuff has gone with the connection between WBEZ and the Sun-Times. A lot of people thought it was a great combination when it first began. That has not been the way that a lot of people have felt about it. I don't want to go too deep into that part of it, but I had one of those things where, like, I had a credit card expire, so I'm getting hit with all of the places that I have subscriptions to for everything. And the Sun-Times people got back to me and they were like, "Hey, you have a new card." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I forgot to let you guys know." So I re-upped and I get the Sunday Sun-Times delivered. And then I have access to the digital. I love their downloadable one that looks like the paper.
Yeah.
All of that stuff.
They also recently went free. They got rid of the paywall and went to a donation request, which was, I think, appreciated by a lot of people who get their news. How a lot of people get their news these days, which is clicking links that end up in their social media feeds.
There's the meme and the concept of we're losing recipes, like the idea of there not being a handing down of things that are important and should be important to all of us, no matter what culture. And for those of us that are in media, this feels like that. Like you talk about a changing of the guard. This is a real changing of the guard. And if we want to just focus on the sports aspect of it, we can.
But I think you hit on a bigger thing with this when it was being bandied about in the pre-show, because I wondered as well whether our listeners care, whether our listeners feel it like, maybe they don't feel it exactly like we do, because we know some of these people, obviously.
Yeah.
But it resonates with us. And even as we were talking about it with Jason Leisure yesterday, I'm like, oh, man, are we navel-gazing? Are we having a conversation that we are interested in speaking into our own echo chamber? Or do our listeners notice and feel the removal of some of these voices from their media intake? You know, do they feel it, and are they concerned about it or not?
Well, to me, talking about the sports part of it, I think that's where, even if people don't admit it, and there are a lot of people who do look at like the failings of media companies as a victory, or they saw it coming and no one should be surprised by all of this. But I start looking at what, like, Daryl's coverage
mm-hmm.
of the White Sox. Like, his coverage of it is gone. And I honestly don't know how the Sun-Times is going to replace that, or if they feel compelled to replace it because of where the White Sox are
right
in their timeline right now. The Athletic didn't. Like, John Greenberg is doing the best that he can to kind of cover them,
uh-huh.
but they haven't replaced James. Right. With a Sox reporter, but missing someone like Daryl that can give you the history, like can give you context in history of what the White Sox are doing.
Yes.
That's valuable. Or Potsy.
See, Potsy to me is a massively important voice and important presence on the Bears beat. Even if fans didn't necessarily realize it, because what he brings, and we've always kind of laughed at, like, oh, listen to him being an attack dog in the press conference going after, oh, Potsy's the best, all that kind of stuff. But what he has a real hardcore journalistic mindset on sports stuff. He's skeptical. He doesn't trust anybody. And
you need that in that room.
You need that voice in that room. And
with all due respect, Ryan, what specifically was the misevaluation that led you to choose Trubisky over Mahomes and Watson? And what specifically have you learned from that mistake that will help you get it right this time?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, I get the question, Mark.
There it is. That is a hard ask question, ask directly, and it totally made Ryan Pace pause. Like, why should you get to keep this job? And he brings a historical perspective and decades of experience to go along with that perspective, and it's massively important. So I would hope that fans realize what a loss that is.
I think that for us, it is a little bit more personal because, look, it's happening at Odyssey as well. And we do know the people at the Sun-Times that we're talking about. The problem is that fans won't know they miss it until they miss it. And we will get some of those text messages. We will get some of those, hey, why did anyone ask about that? Hey, why are the Bears doing blank? Why didn't anyone say something about that? We get stuff like that from fans all the time.
Yeah. You won't notice that it's gone. There's also this one via text. There's nothing more tedious than those in the media complaining about the media. All right, noted.
I don't know if we're necessarily complaining. No. We're just kind of talking about it.
But I'll put him down as a don't care.
There's plenty. Oh, well, this is good news. I didn't know that this happened. I didn't hear the episode. But it looks like Kyle Williams is going to cover the White Sox, which is great. He said that on Jason's podcast.
There you go.
And Kyle is a very talented, up-and-coming reporter, a master's degree from Northwestern, very, very strong. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
It still would have been nice to be able to have Daryl kind of hand that down. And I'm sure that Daryl is going to help him in whatever way that he can because he's that type of dude. It just makes me sad when – it doesn't make me sad when people retire of their own volition. It does make me sad when it's like, we got to buy you out or we got to lay you off. That hurts. And I don't know. People will feel it. And they won't know that they're feeling it until they are.
This texture says, frankly, I care much less about the damage to the sports page than the damage to local journalism at large. Is it going to suck to not have the Dutchman cover the Sox? Yes, but it is dangerous to lose local reporting on politics, civic accountability, etc.
It's dangerous to lose local reporting on any of that stuff. And this is part of the thing that I hate, that people often will refer to sports as the toy department, as Reinsdorf wants to be involved in not just baseball, but real estate in Chicago. Guess what? That is connected to those things that you were talking about. And having someone like Daryl, who is connected and has sources all over the White Sox, it helps to paint a broader story mm-hmm. than just the political reporter who's reporting on it.
Yeah, that's true. And thinking about all the Bears stadium stuff,
yes.
having Potsy, who's lived through multiple dalliances with Arlington Heights in the Bears past, cover this with his level of learned skepticism has been helpful. It's definitely been helpful.
Of course. It's frustrating. And mm-hmm. it's this is usually a business where you don't get to, like, there isn't a lot of romance at the end of careers.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't get a last show. You know, a lot of people don't get a last column. So in that regard, I am happy about this. I'm happy that you're getting a final column from Rick. You're getting a goodbye today. You know, like all of those people that have meant the world to us, at least get an opportunity to say, hey, I've really enjoyed my time at blank. I'm not dead. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep doing stuff. It'll just be in a different area.
Yeah, and they find other ways to do it. And, yeah, you know, anytime these things go away, it's a reminder of just how precious and important they are and how precious and important a free press can be, because you don't want to end up in a world where you've got only the media that gets approval of those in charge covering the stories that matter.
Well,
that's a dangerous place societally to be.
I do think that sometimes we drift into that in sports more than in other places, where you often will hear people push back on anything that is said negatively about the Cubs or the Bears or the White Sox or whomever, because they are in their fandom. And I think that that has grown. It's grown for sure over the last 10 years, but I've seen it spike over the last five. And there's a democratization that's going on with journalism as well. Everyone now has an opportunity. If they want to, they can start a pod.
Yeah.
They can start a YouTube page. They could start a Substack. And I think overall, that's good. Then it becomes a matter of what type of messages then get elevated, and do we have a responsibility to, in some cases, gatekeep? Or should gatekeeping be something that's never done?
You know, it's interesting. I have a friend who does NBA media stuff on YouTube. Okay, I don't want to mention his name, but he's pretty successful. He does, and he just creates NBA content on YouTube. Has created his own channels, got his own channel, and it's good stuff. And it's got a lot of follows. He's found a way to monetize that, and that's his life.
I love it.
He used to be a TV sportscaster, and he realized this is what he wants to do, and he's doing it.
Tom Brenneman.
No. What's interesting? Well,
he is back.
No, but this is a young dude. This is a dude, I think, in his late 20s, maybe early 30s. Good looking, could be a regular TV guy, but he's killing it and writing his own ticket as a YouTube and NBA content creator. He got approached by an agency out of Los Angeles. It wasn't CAA, but it's another one. And I had a conversation with him about, because he's like, hey, man, you've been in the game a long time. What do you think about this? And I said, well, let's pause. What do they want from you? Why are they coming to you? Because what they want is what he's already built. Like, they're realizing that they're in trouble because they don't have their own thing that's out there. So they're throwing around, you know, we've got movie star clients and we've got these people and we could connect you with these people. And it's like, No. The game has flipped in so many of these industries now that if they're coming to you, they need to tell you exactly what they can do for you, because they need what you have. They're attracted to you because you've created a thing that's outside of their scope, and they want in on what you are creating.
Well, the other thing is, and I know this is kind of turned into a bigger thing about like media literacy as well, which I do think is important. I teach it. People will often say, well, I learned that on Twitter. Right, because there was an on-the-ground reporter who was actually working on that.
Right.
That's why both of us, I think we try to be really good at it. Tanny's really good at it when it comes to sound. Like, we try to make sure that we give credit to the source material.
The actual source as opposed to the aggregator that has put it out there.
Right. Like, that's an important thing. I know, and this, I had dinner with a friend of mine last week. I don't want to blow up the spot, but it's a really cool thing. This person covered a really important news story and was finding that he was getting some blowback from someone who was covering it kind of on YouTube.
Bob Woodward.
It was Bob Woodward. And
it explains a lot.
And so it's funny, like, the idea of moving things forward, this reporter and that YouTuber actually got together and they started talking about things.
Huh.
And I'm told that they're going to do a lecture together of like old school media versus new school media and how the two intersect. And I think that that's a really valuable thing.
Awesome.
That's the way in an ideal world that it's stuff like that happens.
Do you remember years and years ago when Deadspin was just starting out? It's like when Buzz Bissinger and Will Leach from Deadspin had that little fight, and then they ended up together doing stuff. Like, that's the way it is supposed to be.
I remember when Pro Football Talk was...
Ain't nothing.
was laughed at. Mm-hmm. And they do a ton of aggregation there along with some original stuff by MDS and Mike Florio and Josh Alper. But now look at what that's become and where it elevated Florio to. He is there on the desk on the biggest television show on TV.
And I still laugh at him sometimes, I'll be honest.
On TV?
Everywhere.
Oh, he doesn't mind that.
No, he doesn't mind.
He's got thick skin that way.
That's part of the brand.
But yeah, congratulations to all of the incredible journalists at the Sun-Times that felt like they were at a place in their life and their career where they could take this buyout and be okay. And thanks to all of them that have been friends to us here at The Score. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we are going to talk about food.
I got to figure out what was going on with the food item in Japan. It doesn't make any damn sense to me.
It's next on The Score.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Score.
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons on The Score.
The campfire milkshake. It's delicious, is it not?
The campfire milkshake is basically a s'mores in a glass.
Yes.
You think they have the calorie count on the board like they do in New York?
Yeah. I don't.
Brand new campfire milkshake, which they have rolled out here at Guaranteed Rate Field. It's 16 ounces.
Yes, please.
Manny's already, he's like three quarters of the
way. No pictures, please.
How are you doing that so fast?
I have no idea.
I am a monster.
Yeah, well, somebody said, is it worth a lactate pill to consume one? And I think so.
The answer is an undeniable yes.
Look, it brought all the boys to the yard.
Man, if you're not following Kalis on Instagram, you're doing it wrong.
It had an all-star season. I believe the campfire milkshake was the White Sox representative to the all-star game.
As it should have been.
And after an off-season arbitration hearing, I know the campfire milkshake is back, and I'm thrilled that it's back. It does deserve to get the slight pay increase that it got. It's going
to
be.
It went to arbitration, and they were like, hey, we get it.
Yep. And I believe it's going to be the third highest paid member of the White Sox team, Campfire Milkshake. But did you say that it has company? It has a rival now?
Yeah, I was excited to see this, and there's all sorts of treats that they've got going on over there on the South Side that I like. And now there is a bunch of new items, and here they are. Okay. You're welcome, Brooks. They have a new birthday cake shake.
Yeah, you got that's the rival. The tell me about it, because I like birthday cake as a flavor very much.
The birthday cake shake has got pieces of birthday cake. It's got pinwheel cookies on it that match the pinwheels over at the South Side.
Oh, it's about time.
It's about beautiful.
Time. The pinwheels above the scoreboard, the old exploding scoreboard that Bill, is it Veek? I always
see
this guy, man.
This guy
got a couple things we want to fit in this segment too.
Oh yeah, it's Vec. Vec, I'm sorry. It's Vec. That's what it is. By the way, be listening later, giving away fish tickets. And when you hear me slip a fish lyric into conversation, be the sixth caller to the contest line at 312-540-0670.
I am in love with one of their other new items, the strawberry cream nachos. Crispy cinnamon sugar tortilla chips, fresh strawberry salsa, and whipped cream.
Oh, my God.
I threw a picture of it up on my Instagram, at Lawrence W. Holmes. It is... It is, wow. They also have a change-up bubble waffle, vanilla ice cream, black sugar boba, ginger mocha syrup, and Purulene, is that how you say it, Shane? Purulene cookie?
It's those cookies, right? It's like the straw cookies.
Oh,
the,
it's yeah. those things, yeah.
Yeah.
Shane Pirouette, and I were...
maybe?
It says Purulene.
So you use those straw cookies to like suck the boba up through the
drink? I
don't
think you'd be able to. I think the boba's too big to go through that cookie.
I mean, I don't know. It's a little too much going on for me.
They're not actual straws, though, are they? Like, aren't they filled with chocolate and hazelnut, like those type of cookies?
Yeah, that's but there's point. A vacancy in the middle.
Oh, okay.
You can use it as straws.
Just like my head.
Yeah.
And my apartment.
Shane and I were kind of stuck on the loaded brisket curds. House smoked
brisket
crispy
curds.
Cheese curds, creamy coleslaw, and pickle jalapeno.
All right, well, look, that's enough for Brooks. I have a question about this Tokyo item as well. Like, Lawrence, did you see the enormous French fries this morning?
I did.
On the Tokyo?
And I was jealous.
Like,
just Taylor, like pancakes.
Taylor McGregor went and got these really long French fries. It was a cup of, and it was like, and then she brought them up to the broadcast booth. There's no way that's from an actual potato. That can't be.
So I know the Japanese can grow their potatoes much larger than we can. The soil is much richer. So that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Really?
It would not surprise me. But my school of thought is that this is a potato puree put into an icing piping bag and then deep fried that way.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I think it is.
And they put some kind of thickener in there, so this is a reconstituted potato thing. No,
you don't need a thickener.
It can't just be the potatoes themselves.
Yes,
it wouldn't hold the French fry form to that level.
If the potatoes are already pre-cooked, mashed, and turned into a puree, yes, it can.
They're
sure.
really good at adding it's some kind
just
of
frozen first.
Crazy chemical, though, to give it that extra oomph so it stays in its form.
Yeah, I'll show you a little picture afterwards. It's pretty good.
It's really just a potato puree in the icing bag, then frozen and fried.
Okay.
And that's how it keeps its form.
They looked awesome. They looked really, really awesome.
I was here for all of it.
Right? I'm sorry. Was there another White Sox food item that I feel bad that I
Well, no. Lawrence and I were going to talk about the upside down poutine that we were so into. It's brisket on top over a bed of deep fried cheese curds, which is just like an upside down poutine. It looks incredible. Absolutely incredible.
There is the gochujang bubble waffle, which is a crispy chicken, gochujang honey, and toasted sesame seed.
You gochujang.
There's the chili crunch noodles with green onion, cilantro, and peanuts.
All right, that sounds awesome.
How would Matt Nagy say it, though? He would say it differently.
He would like you to buy him some of those in Cracker Jack.
He really, really would.
He does.
We are going to take a little departure to talk some football. Our buddy Michael Felder is going to join us. You know him as In the Bleachers on Twitter and on Instagram. Guess who he was teammates with in college? We'll explain next here on The Score.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.